主内弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
新年蒙恩。
Blessed New Year to everyone.
今天很高兴看到大家回到我们当中，一起来参加这个崇拜。
I'm so happy to see everyone back together to have our sermon service together.
尤其是我们也看到当中有很多未见面的弟兄姐妹们，或是来自国外的弟兄姐妹们来到我们当中，跟我们一起敬拜。
And especially our friends from overseas, as well as members who has not been here for some time, I'm glad to see everyone.
也感谢神看到带领的从国外去国外旅行回到我们当中的弟兄姐妹们。
And thanks be to God that we also brought the vacationers back with us.
还有我们也在此欢迎跟透过线上跟我们一起参加崇拜的弟兄姐妹们，我们在此也向你们问安。
And a warm welcome also to those who are joining us online. Good morning to you.
今天我们所要看的经文是以赛亚书第43章第14到21节。
And the verses we are reading today is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, 14 to 21.
我会先以华语来念，然后接下来下半段会请我们的子祥长老来帮忙以英语来念出来。以赛亚书第43章第14节，耶和华你们的救赎主以色列的圣子如此说：因你们的缘故，我已派遣人到巴比伦去，要使加勒底人都如难民，坐自己素来炎热的船下来。我是耶和华你们的圣者，是创造以色列的，是你们的君王。第16-17节，那在沧海中开道，在大水中开路，使战车马匹军兵勇士一同出来，使他们扑倒不再起来，使他们灭没，好像熄灭之灯火的耶和华如此说。
Verse 18, Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the waste land. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland, to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise.
从荧幕上大家所见到的就是现代犹太人他们在举行这个逾越节所使用的材料。
And from the screen, you can see the materials that Jews who observe the Passover, and these are the things that they would use.
他们一般都会还会举行这个逾越节，因为呢，逾越节是纪念上帝从埃及为奴之地将他们的祖先以色列人拯救出来。
And nowadays, they would still observe the Passover because it is a time when they remember that God has brought them out of slavery from Egypt.
他们透过举行这个逾越节呢，来去纪念和感恩。
And through this Passover, it is for them remembrance as well as thanksgiving.
就是在之前的这个很久以前，在这个出埃及之前呢，上帝将了这个第十在那个夜晚呢，天使击杀了埃及人所有的头生儿子，但是却越过了每一个涂了羊血在门框上的以色列人的家庭。
And for this, they remember the Passover, which is the time during which, before they left Egypt, and they were slaves there, and God sent down various plagues on them. And on the last night, the angels were there to kill all the firstborn in the land, but the angels would pass over the families and houses with blood of the lamb on their on the doorway.
所以呢，每年的逾越节呢，他们都会去重述讲这一段的这个历史， 以纪念他们的祖先由埃及为奴之家被救赎的出来，另外他们也感恩，也来见证这个上帝大能的这个彰显。
And so every year during the Passover, they will recount the whole event in this part of their history and remember their forefathers when they were slaves in Egypt and how they were rescued by God, and to show that their thanksgiving and to witness of God's great works.
今天呢，我们所读的这个经文，它的背景呢，也有涉及到出埃及的事件。
And so the verses we read today is some connection also with the Exodus event.
并且呢，也谈论到一些关于先知预言巴比伦遭受灭亡的事情。
And it talks also about the prophets predicting the demise of Babylon.
所以，但愿今天我们能够借助过去以色列人亲眼看见和亲身经历过上帝曾经施行的神迹奇事。
And so today, hopefully we can also look at the events through the eyes of the Israelites and how they experience God's bringing them through and the miraculous things that have happened to them.
以及回顾上帝在洗莲堂也曾经给予的恩典和祝福的这个事上。
And also to look back and remember God's grace and also His blessings on Jubilee Church.
帮助我们在这一年2023年，也是洗莲堂要庆祝140周年的日子里呢，更加能够带着信心和盼望，在未来各样的事上来亲眼看见跟亲身经历上帝确实是一位做新事的神。
And so to help us in this coming year in 2023 and as Jubilee Church celebrates our 140th year anniversary, to give us to encourage our faith and our hope, and in all things in the future to also see for ourselves and experience for ourselves how God is a God who does new things and is a way who opens a way for us in the wilderness.
而且也能够去见证跟别人说，他就是一位在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河的真神。
And to witness to the people around us that truly He is a God that opens the way in the wilderness and creates streams in the wasteland.
让我们先从以赛亚书第47章的第一到第七节先开始说起。
And so let's begin first in the book of Isaiah 43, verse 1 to 7.
经文呢，主要是借着叙述过去的历史事件，比如说以色列人出埃及过红海的经历呢，告诉他们对所信靠的上帝呢，应该要具有信心和盼望。
And so the verses actually describes the historical event when the Israelites were being pursued by the Egyptians and how they crossed the Red Sea and how through the whole process they were able to continue to have faith and hope in God.
因为借着过去的历史的事件的发生，让他们知道和相信有一位创造宇宙万物以及充满救赎大能的上帝跟他们同在和帮助他们。
And as a result of these historical events, it allowed them to understand and believe that the God of creation and their Redeemer, the God was together, was with them and helping them.
然后再看下去第八到第十三节。
And following that, in verse 8 to 13,
它主要是讲述说被拣选的以色列族群呢是上帝的见证人。
It primarily points out that the Israelites were the chosen people and God's witnesses.
因为他们不断真实的去看见和经历上帝的慈爱、全能和信实，包括他们被掳到了外地，将来都会经历回归的这个奇妙旅程等等。
Because for them, they truly saw for themselves and experienced God's love, God's power and God's faithfulness, and including the events when they were also exiled to Babylon and subsequently were returned to their land.
让我再多讲一点关于他们国家灭亡跟被掳的事情。
Let me explain further on how the demise of their nation and how they were exiled.
相信我们对 旧约 以色列联合王国的历史呢 会有所认识。
Perhaps some of us may know some about the Old Testament and about the nation of Israel and how split into two.
在所罗门王死了之后， 以色列联合王国呢就逐渐的瓦解跟这个结束。
After the death of King Solomon, the Israelite nation was gradually split asunder.
国家呢就分为北国以色列跟南国犹大。
In the north was Israel and the south was Judah.
在公元前722或721年呢， 北国以色列就被新亚述帝国消灭。
And so in 722-721 BC, the northern Israel nation was eliminated, was destroyed by Assyria.
而南国犹大呢，也在公元前587或586年被新巴比伦王国所灭。
And in 587-86 BC, the southern Judah was destroyed by Babylon.
当耶路撒冷沦陷之后呢，犹太人便大批的被掳到了巴比伦。
And after Jerusalem had fallen, the Jews were being brought in masses to Babylon.
而经过一段的时间，有一件奇妙的事情竟然发生了。
And after a period of time, something miraculous happened.
就是在公元前539年，巴比伦被波斯帝国所灭。
In BC 539, the empire of Babylon was destroyed by the Persian Empire.
而且呢，这个波斯国王居鲁士二世呢，也竟然还下令说，允许让犹太人可以回到耶路撒冷去重建这个家园。And
miraculously, the Persian king, King Cyrus II, even gave the order to allow the Jews to return back to their land and to rebuild their nation, their land.
因此呢，在这一种很难以想象、不可能发生的这个事情上呢，他们亲眼看见和经历了上帝手中的能力、慈爱跟救赎。
And so, as something as incredible and impossible to believe, they saw for themselves and experienced for themselves through God's hands, God's power, God's love, and God's redemption.
所以他们的存在就是上帝在世上最好的见证人。And
so their continuing existence became God's best witnesses on earth.
今天我们所阅读的经文第14到21节。And
so the verses we read today from verse 14 to 21,
就借着难以置信巴比伦将要灭亡的这个预告或预言的事件的发生呢，来去更深入帮助我们去认识和了解 这一位上帝就是一位做心事的神。
Through these verses, it brought out this unbelievable fact that when Babylon is to predict the demise of Babylon, and through it all to allow the listeners to understand and to recognize that this is a God who is able to do new and credible things.
从圣经的记载里面，我们真实看见和知道，上帝曾经借着摩西和亚伦，用许多的神迹带领他们出埃及。From
the records in the Bible, we are able to see how God previously used Moses and Aaron and through many miracles brought them out of Egypt.
所以当巴比伦被波斯帝国所灭，并且能够得到波斯帝国的国王的恩待，可以 再回到耶路撒冷重建家园，对他们来说，这被看如同第二次的出埃及。And
through this event, when Babylon was destroyed by the Persian Empire, and through it all, the Persian king was had allowed the Jews to return back to Jerusalem to rebuild their land. To them, they could see this as the second exodus from Egypt.
而这个过程，我们也要清楚的了解，即将发生在他们当中的奇迹般的拯救呢，并不是因为这群以色列人有什么特别之处，而是因为他们是 属于上帝的子民。
And through it all, we have to understand that it is through this miraculous redemption. It wasn't because there were anything special about the people of Israel. It was because they were the people of God. They belonged to God.
这位上帝呢，是他们的救赎主、圣者、创造的主，以及他们的君王。
So this God is their Redeemer, their Creator, and is also their King.
请特别注意看经文的第十八跟第十九节。
Pay attention to verse 18 and 19.
经文说：“你们不要追念从前的事，也不要思想古时的事。”看哪，我要行一件新事，如今就要显明，你们岂不知道吗？我必在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。
It says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland.
这里的重点告诉我们什么呢？
And what's the point that he's trying to tell us here?
他告诉我们，上帝奇妙的救赎作为呢，不应该被局限在一种的方式里面。
That God's miraculous works is not limited to one way of doing things.
他也不必说两次都做出同样的事，因为他凡事都能做，他是一位行新事的神。
And he doesn't need to repeat the same formula to do something.Because he is the all omnipotent, he is able to do new things.
譬如说，从前上帝拯救他们出埃及呢，降下了十个灾，然后分开红海，带领他们出埃及。
For example, the first time God rescued them and delivered them from Egypt, he sent 10 disasters and calamities on the Egyptians. He split open the Red Sea and brought them out of Egypt.
而这一次呢，上帝也却是借助呢这个波斯帝国将巴比伦打败，然后你以另外一种的方式啊去拯救他们离开被奴之地。
And the second time, God, through the Persian Empire, destroyed the Babylonian kingdom, and through another way, God rescued them from where they were exiled.
所以就好像上个星期我曾经告诉大家说。上帝他会透过不同的方式来去引导或是来眷顾我们。
And just as last week I reminded everyone that God through various ways he's able to lead and to care for us.
来帮助我们有这个力量和信心呢去面对胜过各种的困境或是挑战。
To provide us with strength and faith to face all sorts of challenges, difficulties before us.
我们为何如此坚信呢？
How are we? How can we persist in believing?
因为圣经的记载告诉我们说，他是真实的创造主，他是一位在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河的真神。Amen.
Because in the Bible, it records and tells us he's truly the Creator God, and he is one who is open, who can open the ways in the wilderness and create streams in the wasteland. Amen.
那么当我们这群属于上帝的子民亲眼去看见或亲身经历到圣洁创造主的救赎之爱之后，我们具有哪些重要的身份和使命呢？
And so, as the people of God, when we witness for ourselves and we experience for ourselves our Creator God, our Redeemer, how and what role do we have to play and what is our mission?
以赛亚书第43章第10节说，你们是我的见证，是我所拣选的仆人。
In Isaiah chapter 43 verse 10 he tells us, You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen.
以赛亚书第44章第8节也这么说，你们不要惧怕，也不要害怕，因为你们是我的见证人。
And chapter 44, verse 8, Isaiah tells us, Do not tremble, do not be afraid. You are my witnesses.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们的身份是什么呢？
So brothers and sisters, what is our identity?
我们的身份是什么？
What is our identity?
我们的身份就是属于他的子民和上帝的见证人。
Our identity is we belong to God and we are His witnesses.
我们的使命就更清楚了。
And our mission is clear.
就是来向世人见证跟述说上帝的美德。
To witness to the world and to witness and to tell the world about God's love.
就好像今天的这个经文告诉我们说，第21节，这百姓是我为自己造的，唯要述说我的美德。
Just like in verse 21 today, he tells us, the people I form for myself that they may proclaim my praise.
贤堂在过去有许多美好的见证，可以去述说这一位充满大能以及行事的神。
And Jubilee Church, we have many, many previous witnesses, experiences to declare and proclaim our Almighty God who is able to do new things.
举例来说，在1993年的时候，并在因着人数不断的增加，还有课室的不够用呢，喜连堂就开始去启动这个筹募扩建新楼的这个工程。
We recall that in 1993, because of the increasing numbers of congregation members, Jubilee Church began the whole project to expand and construct our church construct premises.
并在1994年到1996年之间呢，我们达到任先的这个金额目标后呢，就开始去招标跟扩建。
And between 1994 to 96, after we were able to raise the required funds, we started the tender for the expansion and the construction.
当时扩建的委员会成员应该是有锦秋长老、春郎长老、替身长老、还有天佑长老等人。
And so the committee who were in charge of this project at that time, Elders 锦秋长老、春郎长老、替身长老、天佑长老。
而根据天佑长老的这个口述呢，告知说，当时候整个工程呢是700万。
And so, 天佑长老 was able to tell us, verbally that, at the time, the construction project required, $7 million.
但是呢，刚开始的时候，手中只有大概200万而已。
But at the beginning, we were only able to raise $2 million on hand.
弟兄姐妹们，只有200万用来开始做过这个工程吗？
Brothers and sisters, would we want to start the project when we only have $2 million?
很现实的, 500万哪里找来?
Practically, where are we going to raise the required funds of $5 million?
500万不是小数目, 弟兄姐妹们,
it is not a small sum.
但是我看到委员们说, 靠着信心, 靠着主的缘故, 我们就招标开始这工程。
But with faith in God, we started the tender for the project.
感恩, 当完成了整个工程和计算之后,
Thankfully, and with thanksgiving, when we completed the whole project and after settling the finances,
不但足够, 而且还有余, 还剩下10,000块。
And we were able to complete the project financially, and there was an excess surplus of $10,000.
Amen.
Amen.
另外, 当时扩建的建筑工程里面也面对到各种的挑战跟困难。
And at that time, even the process of construction faced many challenges and difficulties.
比如说你看得到工程的材料和工程的机器呢，没有办法能够顺利被运输进来，因为没有那条路可以给他们进来。
As you can see, just for the construction, the heavy equipment and large the machines could not easily access to the areas to do the work.
教堂后面我们看得到就是一个小山坡，如果下大雨的话，可能会发生土崩。
And as you can see behind the church is actually a slope, sloping land. And if there were heavy rain, there could be a landslide.
而当时候有一条大水管，然后如果工程器材在上面经过的话呢，使到水管破裂或者损坏呢，就会造成很多地方没有水去供应这个严重的问题的发生。
And at that time, there was a major water pipe that was under the land. And if it is damaged by the machinery or through the process of construction, it would have disrupted water supply to many, many homes around.
这么多问题, 这么多挑战, 你敢不敢去做?
If there are so many problems facing us, would you dare? Would you dare to do anything?
敢去做吗?
Would you dare to do it?
感谢神的保守和看顾, 我们整个工程顺利地完成。
Thanks to God, we smoothly completed the whole building project.
感谢神，他赐给人智慧，他的带领跟他的同在，所有的困难都一一的被解除了。
And giving all of us wisdom, God was able to lead us through and overcome all these difficulties.
所以我们现在才可以有那么好的这个所谓的副堂，或者是说我们的礼堂可以使用。
And so now we could see how such a beautiful auditorium and extended arm of our building.
那你经过每一个课室的时候，你看到课室上面都有一个名牌额在上面。
And so when you look at some of the classrooms upstairs, there you can see some of the plaques on the doorway.
就是写上名字作为纪念奉献者的这个牌匾。
And so these were remembering the people who had donated for the building project.
每次我经过的时候，我看这个牌匾的时候，我心里面说，我们感恩，因为他们真实成为了上帝的见证人。
And every time I see this, I give thanks because they have become witnesses for God.
这些的牌匾不断的去提醒跟诉说上帝在洗练堂所行的行事。
Because it continues to remind us of God's work in Jubilee Church.
他在见证说，上帝是一位能够在旷野开道路，能够在沙漠开江河的真神。
It witnesses that this is a God who is able to open roads and pathways in the wilderness and to have create streams in the wasteland.
2023年是纪念洗莲堂设教140周年的大日子。
2023 will be the year that we celebrate the 140th anniversary of Jubilee Church.
不是只有教牧长子在庆祝，我们要邀请大家一起参与这个历史一个庆祝充满意义的140周年的纪念。
It is not only for the elders, deacons, session members to celebrate, but it is to encourage everyone to celebrate to this special historical occasion.
因为我们每一位都是属于洗莲堂教会的一份子，对吗？
Because we are all part of Jubilee Church.
对吗？
Right or not?
140周年的主题是承前启后，见证基督。
And our theme for this 140th anniversary is embracing our heritage, being witnesses of Christ.
选用这个主题的目的呢，就是希望洗莲堂能够传承前人所留下美好的见证，事工的成果呢，能够持续的去发展，并且具有启发性的，让洗莲堂的下一代能够以更好的方式去经营、去耕耘、去牧养上帝的教会。
And the reason why we chose this theme is to hope that for the beautiful witnessing of Jubilee Church will continue to be passed on, and mighty works will continue to be an encouragement and inspiration for further cultivation and growth of the church, of God's church.
但愿来到2023年12月31号的时候，我们可以借助140年纪念的庆祝活动，将所有学习到和得到启发的能够来去诉说并见证基督在洗莲堂所行的神迹奇事跟祝福。
And so hopefully by the end of 2023 in December, we can through the experiences of our 140th anniversary and all the celebrations and events, we can learn and continue to be inspired for the future.
并且在未来的十年，我们能够看见异象，也能够带领到洗莲堂进入到另外一个的境界里面去。
And in the future, and 10 years after that, we continue to see the vision and the guidance of God to bring us to a different and higher level.
新的一年，新的意向，新的方向。
A new year, a new vision, new direction.
洗莲堂在新的一年里面也有重要的事项跟工程，我们需要开始和继续的去发展。
And in the new year for Jubilee Church, there are many new projects that we intend to expand.
仅在祷告中去纪念，也能够给予扶持跟帮助。
And please remember all these in our prayer and continue to support these projects.
比如说，第一个，我们新州幼儿园。
The first one will be the Chinese Kindergarten Preschool.
我们开始已经转型提供这个全天半天的教导，去照顾幼儿的课程跟班级。
And so there's been a change in the format that we have a full day as a half day teaching and also to look after the preschool children with the different curriculum and classes.
为了这些的准备呢，我们的三楼的幼儿园的课室地板橱柜呢，全部都给予重新的装修跟这个更新。
And because of this, on the third floor, for the kindergarten classrooms, the floor, the cupboards, we had to renovate and to renew.
然后呢，为孩子去提供一个良好、舒适的一个学习的环境。
And to provide for the children a comfortable studying and a comfortable environment.
因为新州幼稚园是100年我们的先辈们留下给我们重要的遗产。
Because the Chinese kindergarten is inheritance for us, left for us, and it's been for 100 years.
我们有这个责任，有个使命，将它做得更好。
We have a responsibility and a mission to do better.
让这个教育继续发展下去。
That this education effort will continue to develop.
第二个，我们会发展传播媒体的施工。
And secondly, we would also expand the media, the Connect Ministry.
我们在六楼一间的这个课室，我们花了大概10万块新币呢，给予整修跟购买各种的仪器等等。
And in level six, we renovated a classroom with $100,000 to renovate and purchase new audiovisual equipment.
我们准备透过多元传播媒体的方式或是管道呢，将上帝的话、福音或是教会的信息呢，能够传递给有需要的人。
And through multimedia methods and through channels, we hope to bring God's word, God's gospel, and our church message to all those people who need them.
去年我们大家所看到的各种的视频或影片都是由这个事工所制作出来的。
And so all the audiovisual preparation that in the last year that we've seen were done by the Connect Ministry.
然后我们在六楼跟七楼的地板，我也做这个整修。
There's also been renovation for the flooring for level 6 and 7.
因为我们发现到经常这个会发生地砖破裂的或者松脱的情况，容易造成人的受伤和这个危险，所以长执会说，我们就决定将这个地砖全部的更换。
Because there were frequent cracks and damage to the floor, and sometimes people may get injured or fall down and create some danger. So the session has decided to change the floor flooring.
现在我们已经完成了第一阶段，就是铺上水泥的这个阶段。第二个阶段呢，就是要准备铺上一种特别的这个地板。
And the first step to just put on cement has been done, and the second stage is being in process to put on different tiling and flooring.
但是因为预算的金额有些的不足够，我们还差几万块。
And although but there has been a shortage of funds, and we are still short of $10,000.
$4,000, right? 几万呢？大概是差4万块，所以现在只完成第一个阶段而已，只有水泥而已。
So we are short still about $40,000. So this first part has been completed only.
我们今年将会继续讨论跟要编预算，说是否要进行第二个阶段铺上那个地板。
And this coming year, we continue to discuss and to budget and to decide how whether we want to proceed with the second stage of the flooring work.
请在祷告中去纪念此事。
And please remember these in our prayers.
如果你心里有所感动，说我要参与这一份的那个工程，请你告诉我们，我们非常欢迎你的参与。
And if you are moved to participate in this project, we are certainly would welcome you.
我们还有很多计划要为这个喜年堂来做的事情。
And so we also have many other planned projects for Jubilee Church.
我们要提升我们喜年堂数码化的这个软件的设备。
We want to, we like to improve on the digitalization software for the church.
我们希望说能够帮助教会的财务组，我们负责人力资源的同工、行政同同工的这个各种项目呢，能够很顺利的、更快速的去完成。
And to make it more efficient and to help our co-workers in the finance, the human resource and the operations, for the church.
我们感恩我们可以从政府那边能够拿到津贴4万块去做这个工程。
And we are thankful that we have applied for grants from the government for $40,000 to, get the project started.
但是我们教育的领导层希望说能够拿到8万块才去开始自己的工程。
But the leadership in the church hope that we can try to raise about 80,000 before we can get going.
我们还差4万块就才可以开动这个工程。
With another 40,000, then we can start the projects.
如果你心里有被感动的，也欢迎你告诉我们你愿意参与这样一个工程的这个服事。
And again, if you are moved, do participate in and let us know.
我们也定下了2023年我们要将我们的崇拜的人数从460个人我们要往前140位增加到600位。
And in the coming year, we hope to have a target to increase the number of congregation members to 600 regularly.
所以我们希望能够通过各种的活动、各种的方式、各种的联络，我们希望邀请到更多的弟兄们回到我们当中。我们设下了140位的人，希望说我们在年底的时候，喜宴堂能够有600位的人能够回到我们当中来参加这个崇拜。
And so through various channels, various ways, we hope to attract 140 people more to reach our target of 600 to physically come and worship together with us.
我们不希望只有教牧长就通过去做这事情，我们希望你们当中每一位的弟兄姐妹都参与一同的邀请弟兄姐妹回到我们当中，跟新朋友来我们当中一起的参与崇拜。Amen.
So this is not just for the elders and deacons or the session members, but it is for everyone to participate and to bring people back into physical service.
另外我们教会也在进行，就是说为喜宴堂的新的标志，我们一直在去设计来去做一个更好的一个呈现。
And at the same time, the session has also been planning together to have a new logo for the church to reflect the modern church.
我们喜宴堂的网页设计，我们也希望说能够设计到一个更能够更清新的，也能够吸引人去看的一些的格式跟内容。我们已经在持续的跟进。
And so we are also trying to improve on our web page, the design to make it more current and easier to navigate.
我们希望说这些东西都能够在今年能够完成。
And we hope to finish all this in this coming year.
这也是算是140周年的一个最大的礼物。
And so this will be the biggest present for our 140th anniversary.
我们希望能够坚持的，能够更能吸引更多人去认识喜宴堂，能够进入到喜宴堂，也参加喜宴堂的聚会。
And through it all, our efforts, we hope to attract and witness to more people, and to attract people to step into Jubilee Church, to come to know more about Jubilee Church.
有一段经文我要彼此的大家勉励。
And from this verse that I would like to share with everybody.
如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, however, it is written,What no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived. The things God has prepared for those who love Him.
当我们说要去推动这个说，透过这个卖票的方式来去为144周年来去募款的时候呢
？And through when we were thinking about raising money for the 140th anniversary by selling tickets.
弟兄姐妹，告诉大家，几天之后我就收到一张的支票。
Brothers and sisters, let me share with you. Just a few days later, I have received a check here.
1,000块新币。
$1,000.
1,000块新币可以买20张的票。
For $1,000, we can purchase 20 tickets here.
这是我心里面没有想到的，会突然间有1,000块的奉献进来。
And I did not it was unexpected that suddenly $1,000 would appear.
这20张票我可以送给新作为你们送给新朋友，带他们去看这个演出的一个机会。
And so these 20 tickets that it would purchase would be given out to new believers, to people to come to attend.
上帝要做的心事就即刻出现在我们眼前。
So the work that God wants to do will appear just before our eyes.
喜宴堂已经有各种的计划。项目我们需要去进行跟发展。
Jubilee Church has lots of plans and activities to develop.
但是我们也很实际要面对世界局势变化多端的影响。我们疫情后担心带来经济危机的冲击。我们看到通货膨胀，我们看到有些人工作不稳定，种种的因素。
But at the same time, practically, we see around us how the world changes and it's all its uncertainties, especially all the changes post-pandemic to the economy and all the obstacles before us, whether it is high inflation, uncertain job market, and these are all challenges.
当我们去做事情的时候，我们心中会害怕。
When we want to do things, yes, we are frightened.
我们会担心,
we worried.
我们钱哪里来?
Where is the money going to come from?
我们有没有足够的资源去做?
Do we have the resources?
所以哦, 弟兄姐妹们, 但愿神帮助我们, 我们需要更大的信心、勇气和智慧。
Brothers and sisters, may God help us that we have more stronger faith, courage, and wisdom.
让神来帮助我们, 使我们能够学习操练，又有更大的信心。 勇气和智慧在严峻的环境中呢，我们去学习如何依靠主，我们向前走，我们去发展上帝家的事工。
That may God help us that even in the most challenging environment that we continue to have faith, courage and to have wisdom to move forward and develop God's work.
我们个人或是家庭在新的一年开始，相信也有各自不同的计划或者需要，我们也需要面对的挑战或是担忧。
For each of us as individuals and for our families in the new year, I believe that each of us, you know, we would also have different plans and different challenges that we intend to face.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要学习一样的操练，又有更大的信心、勇气和有智慧，去在环境严峻的环境中去学习靠主前行。
And brothers and sisters, we continue to exercise to develop our faith, our courage and our wisdom, and even in the most adverse environment, to depend on God to move forward.
我相信，上帝过去如何祝福喜言堂，现在也会一样的来去祝福我们。I
believe that how God has blessed Jubilee Church in the past will continue to bless us.
但愿借着今天的信息，恳求神来帮助我们在新的一年的开始。
May today's message that God will help us in the beginning of the new year.
我们能够带着信心、勇气和他所赐下的智慧。
That we will continue to have faith, to have courage and the wisdom that comes from God.
可以亲眼看见和亲身经历上帝在喜宴堂，以及在我们个人、家庭将要行的新事。
To personally see and experience God's work in Jubilee Church, in our individual lives and in our families.
他大能的彰显，然后我们能够见证说，他确实是一位能够在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河的真神。
That the manifestation of His power will allow us to see that He truly is the God who is able to open roads in the wilderness and to create streams in the wastelands.
透过信心的操练和依靠上帝的心，能够让承前启后见证基督成为喜宴堂每一位信徒在140周年纪念庆祝的重点和见证。
And through the exercise of our belief that it is embracing our heritage and being witnesses of Christ, this will become for Jubilee Church our witness and our emphasis for the 140th anniversary.
今年是140周年,
this is 140th anniversary.
面对未来的10年150周年的时候,
when in the next 10 years, when we reach 150 years,
我们仍然可以说向人传扬说, 上帝在喜宴堂的奇妙作为这美好的见证,
that we are able at that time to witness to people that Jubilee Church, the miraculous things that have happened in Jubilee Church and to witness them.
让我们现在所做的事情可以成为延续传承给喜宴堂下一代的宝贵信仰的遗产和学习的榜样。
And that this can be a sustainable and something that we can pass on and to future generations of Jubilee Church. That is something that we can learn from and that's an excellent example for everyone.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
求父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Father, we thank you.
透过以色列人的历史,
and through the history of the Israelites,
能够帮助到后代的以色列人知道怎么去信靠和跟随你,
that it allowed future generations of the Israelites to continue to to believe in you and to hold on to you.
因为在当中我们看到你大能的彰显，你的祝福恩典与他们同在。
Because through it all we see the manifestation of your mighty power and your grace on them.
就算他们前面面对很危险的困境，他们都能够靠着你的同在向前迈进。
And even though they face great difficulties, dangers, in the past, they were able to overcome them because, they depended on you.
现在喜莲堂教会也是要开展各种的事工。
And now Lord Jubilee Church will intends to develop many projects and wait ahead.
以及我们个人或者家庭，我们要面对新一年，我们有面对的这个难处和我们的那个要担心的事情。
And in the coming year, also for our individuals and our families, the difficulties and challenges ahead.
但愿你帮助我们，赐给我们信心。
And may God help to continue to give us our faith.
赐给我们勇气。
Courage.
赐给我们智慧。
And wisdom.
帮助我们能够亲眼看见、亲身经历你的恩典跟大能的祝福。
That we may personally see, experience, your blessings.
让我们能够向人来见证说，你就是那位在旷野开道路，在江在这个沙漠开江河的真神。
That we may through it all experience and able to witness to people that truly you are the God who is able to open roads in the wilderness and to create streams in the wastelands.
求你眷顾跟带领，如此祷告，奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的。
Please guide us and take care of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.